And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. A Nigerian journalist who spent more than 80 days in prison for reporting on the killing of Christians in his own country is a free man today, and he has a warning for all of us. He published a story back in 2021 quoting a Nigerian lawmaker who accused a government official of covering up attacks on Christian villages, and prosecutors charged him with spreading false information. That case dragged on nearly 5 years before a Nigerian court finally threw it out this past May, ruling that the evidence against him was manifestly unreliable. The Alliance Defending Freedom International helped to defend him, and he calls what is happening in his country genocide, with thousands of Christians killed every year by Islamic militants. He described walking onto the scene of an attack on a Christian wedding and helping bury more than 20 bodies in a mass grave. His message to Americans is that we should not take our freedom for granted. And we also shouldn't assume a minority intends to stay one. And our own immigration fight ran into a Texas courtroom recently where a federal judge denied Minnesota's emergency request to force Texas to hand over an ICE officer named Christian Castro. Castro was charged with firing his weapon through the front door of a Minneapolis home in January, wounding a Venezuelan man in the leg and then telling investigators that the two men had come at him with a snow shovel and a broom handle. The video did not show that, and the charges against the two men were dropped. Texas has held Castro since May. The state's 90-day limit runs out this week, and Governor Greg Abbott has neither signed the extradition papers nor refused to. He sent the request to the Texas Secretary of State for review instead, so the judge ruled that there is nothing yet for a court to decide. Accountability moved faster in West Virginia, however, where a 21-year-old man from Morgantown was arrested last week and charged with possessing child sexual abuse material. State police say 48 separate tips came in from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children before the arrest, and that he had been openly bragging about his collection on a chat app. He's being held on a $100,000 bond. And Meta has answered for quite a bit here recently. The parent company of Facebook and Instagram agreed this week to pay up $16.7 billion to settle claims that it engineered its apps to hook children and harvested kids' personal data illegally. Meta denies wrongdoing, which is what the company says, while it's also still writing the check. It also agreed to real changes, including a two-hour daily limit for users under the age of 18 and no access at all beginning at midnight through 6 in the morning. So it took a federal trial and 51 attorneys general to establish that a 13-year-old should not be on Instagram at 3 in the morning. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both can be done at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.